Listen to something fresh. Listen to Salaam Media.
Welcome back to the Special Focus. Welcome back to Salaam Media. I'm Zahid Jadwid, and I'm glad you've chosen to tune in this afternoon. Let's now speak about lockdowns and what they mean, especially since Friday will be day one of our lockdown here in South Africa. We join on the line now by Professor Alex van der Heuvel at the Wits School of Governance. Dr. van der Heuvel, thank you for joining us and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, let's begin here. Do you believe that a lockdown is necessary at this point in time, given the rapid rise of coronavirus cases in South Africa?
I don't think government has any other choice. It's what a lot of other countries are doing. And really, it's the only way to eliminate the highly infectious disease of this nature.
How are lockdowns implemented and enforced, actually? Can we expect the army to patrol and police to patrol on the roads to tightly ensure that nobody actually goes onto the roads?
Well, it will be interesting to see how it's done here, because each country essentially is doing this for the first time around the world. Mm. I would expect that we will have police roadblocks and army roadblocks and patrols. But the army and the police and that might actually also be used to provide other kinds of services as well, such as delivery of essential goods to particular communities that might be vulnerable. But I think we will probably have some form of police or security presence in order to make sure that the lockdown is not ignored.
Okay, and what is, if you could just tell us briefly, what are the implications of a lockdown? How does this affect our daily life?
Well, we are effectively being confined to our properties and to our houses unless we're going out to purchase food, go to the pharmacy, or go to the pharmacy, or to a bank. Mm-hmm. It would really be those very basic services for which we can leave our homes, but essentially we're being confined to our houses or to our flats.
Hmm. And like you said, it would be interesting to see how this is implemented, because it's never been done before, if I'm correct. Do you believe that there is any possibility of the lockdown being extended come 16th April, when it is expected to end?
I think it could very well be extended. 21 days is the kind of period required to gain control over the epidemic. Because if you essentially separate everybody, a whole lot of people who would have gotten infected would now not be infected. The best way to stop the virus is to not meet it. And so 21 days should change the infection rate. And there might still be a sort of a residual epidemic which might require that there is a further extension. But hopefully over that period, if people have adhered to the lockdown, we will essentially have eliminated the virus to a large extent. But I don't expect it to be completely dealt with by that period. But 21 days is sort of the basic period.
Mm-hmm. And is there any possibility, because on the flip side, some people have been asking that, is there really any possibility, as remote as it may be, that government could cancel the lockdown before it is, in fact, before the time has elapsed?
I don't think that's likely, but it really does depend on the infection rate that we see. I think this will really depend on how the epidemic expands or collapses. But I think 21 days will be kept in place regardless of what they see, purely because if you get sick, it will be the whole disease itself in you, if you get better, will be less than 21 days. So you'll either get sick and get better in this period, or you'll get sick and go to hospital and be confined. But during this period, it'll become apparent which people have been affected and which haven't. And I think that the government would rather let the epidemic run its course rather than shorten it when we don't totally know where the sick people are.
Right. This is something which I hope we can dig deeper into. Maybe next week we could speak about it also. The actual lockdown, we could speak about it when the actual lockdown is in place. And there's much to talk about, but we've run out of time today. So thank you so much for your time, Professor Alex van der Heuvel.
Thank you.
That was Professor Alex van der Heuvel, who is a professor at the Wits School of Governance, speaking to us about the impending lockdown set for midnight tonight. Let's move on now, still with the coronavirus. We're joined on the line by Mr. Spoo Zikode, who is the president of Abashlali Basim Jondolo, for an important conversation to be made around marginalized people and how they are affected by the coronavirus pandemic. Mr. Zikode, thank you so much for joining us and welcome to the show.